The year 1982, my family took a trip. I was moving from Texas to New York.
在1982年，我们家从德州到纽约。
And we've hit all the major spots along the way.
在沿途当中呢，该看的我们都看。
Of course, we went to Disney World.
当然，我们去了迪士尼乐园。
Went to Washington D.C.
当然，我们也去了。华盛顿特区首府。
We went to Philadelphia.
我们也去了费城。
But one thing that stuck to my mind the most about that trip was none of the above.
但是那次让我记忆印象最深刻的并不是这些地点。
There's actually a restaurant we visited in New Orleans.
而是我们在纽尔良去的一家餐厅。
It was a fancy restaurant.
是一个蛮高级的餐厅的。
And it was one of those restaurants where you're supposed to wear a tie, suit and tie.
这种餐厅呢，你进去是要穿西装打领带的。
You know, at that time, 1981, I was 12 years old.
82 or 81?
It was 81.
Okay.
That's it. 81, I was 12 years old.
1981年的时候呢，我12岁。
I just gave you my age.
你们现在知道我多老了啊。
As a 12-year-old kid, I thought, I'm not going to wear a tie. I don't want to wear a tie. The last thing in the world I want to do is to wear a tie.
但是呢，十二岁的我想说，我为什么要打领带呢？我最不想做的就是打领带。
And maybe it's just a pre-teening rebellion. I decided not only was I not going to wear a tie, I was going to wear shorts.
我呢，可能是我青少年叛逆期吧。我不仅是没有打领带，我反而穿了个短裤。
So we went to this restaurant.
我们就去了这家餐厅。
And I'll never forget the way when we were about to be seated at that table, the maitre d' gave me a look. And specifically, he looked at my 12-year-old skinny legs.
当我们进到餐厅坐下的时候，我还记得那个带位子的狠狠地看了我一眼，而且看呢是我十二岁的那两条细细的腿。
His brow tightened up. His brows tightened up.
他皱着眉头。
Finally, he said, "Please wait a minute."
他说：“请等一下。
”And what seemed like an eternity.
对我来说，那一刻简直是永恒啊。
He finally came back and said, "Okay, you're allowed to go in."
啊，他最后呢，他终于出来说：“好了，你现在可以进去坐了。
”Of course, my brother had fun with me all night long.
当然，那天晚上我是我们家人被取笑的对象。
I did not remember what the food tasted like.
我不知道那天的食物多好吃。
The only thing I remember was what happened to me that night.
我只记得那天晚上对我发生那个非常非常羞耻的事情。
Because it dawned on me that I was not ready, not appropriately dressed at this restaurant.
因为在这个非常高级的餐厅，你这么穿是非常不得体，非常不合适的。
And I just remember to this day.The way that the maitre d' stared and looked at me.
我到现在都还记得那个带位子的人狠狠地看我的那个眼神。
Why do I tell you this story?
我为什么要讲这件故事呢？
Because I wonder sometimes when we talk about the whole idea of worship.
因为有的时候呢，当我们讨论，当我们思想敬拜的时候
，Is worship? Is there a way that God wants us to worship Him?
因为上帝是希望我们用某种方式来敬拜他吗
？Or does it really not matter?How we worship him.
还是我们敬拜他，不管怎么敬拜都没有关系。
If God were to come here at CCCM and give us that same look, what would our worship? What would we think of our worship?
如果今天神来到我们的教会当中，他会对我们的敬拜采取什么样的看法，有什么样的态度呢？
And I want to tell you, share with you this morning, God cares infinitely about how He is worshipped.
今天我要跟各位分享，其实神非常非常在乎我们如何敬拜他。
It is important for us as believers to learn how to worship Him.
身为一个信徒，我们需要学习如何的来敬拜他。
If you have a Bible, please open to John chapter 2.
请翻开圣经，约翰福音第二章。
First of all, I want to share, you know, God wants us to worship Him. God wants a worship for us, a worship that is pure.
首先呢，我要跟各位分享的是，我们的敬拜是要纯正的。
Let me just read again a couple of the verses. It says, the Passover of the Jews was at hand, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. In the temple, he found those who were selling oxen and sheep and pigeons, and the money changers sitting there. And making a whip of cords, he drove them out of the temple with the sheep and oxen. And he poured out the coins of the money changers and overturned their tables. And he told those who sold the pigeons, take these away from me, things away. Do not make my father's house a house of trade. His disciples remembered that it was written, zeal for your house will consume me.
刚刚之传道读的是约翰福音第二章十三节到十七节。
What happened at the worship at the time was this.
那天在圣殿发生的情形是这样子的。
The Passover is one of the three feasts that a Jew was supposed to have to come to Jerusalem.
逾越节呢是犹太人的三个节期呢他们一定要到耶路撒冷来过的。
Jerusalem at this time was a pretty small city. It's actually smaller than Milwaukee.
这个时代的耶路撒冷其实是很小的城市，比 Milwaukee 还要小。
But when it comes to Passover, historians say this population of Jerusalem will swell up to about 2.25 million.
到逾越节的时候呢，会拥挤到差不多250万人。
And so people come, people have to come.
25万，对不起 ，quarter million, right?
Two point five million. Yeah,
250万，对，呀，谢谢。
People had to come to Jerusalem to worship in the Passover.
因为呢，大家一定要来到耶路撒冷来过逾越节。
And so what happened is that if all the people were coming to Jerusalem, and it requires a sacrifice, it is really hard to bring an ox, or to bring a sheep, or to bring a goat from Turkey, if you're living in Turkey, all the way down to Jerusalem.
所以呢，换句话说，你如果是一个住在土耳其的犹太人，真的是你很难拉着一头牛，带着鸽子，拉着一头羊，一直从土耳其到耶路撒冷去。
So it makes sense to have places in Jerusalem to actually buy oxen, to actually buy goats, and to actually buy sheep.
所以呢，在你到了耶路撒冷之后，再买牛，再买羊，再买鸽子，是一件很合理的事情。
And it's It does not seem that Jesus had an issue in itself with buying oxen and the cattle and the sheep right here in Jerusalem.
我想耶稣对这个买牛买羊这件事情本身他是没有什么疑问的。
The problem that he had was where it was happening. Where? 在哪里？
但问这个事情的关键呢是说这件事情是在哪里做的。
You see, actually, before the time of Jesus,There were booths were set up to sell cattle, to sell sheep, to sell goats, but it was happening outside of Jerusalem in the Kidron Valley.
其实呢，在耶稣之前呢，他们是在西伦谷那里呢搭了棚子，在那里卖牛卖羊，或者是卖其他的献祭的禽类。
But by the time of Jesus, this was actually moving closer and closer, and eventually they set up shop right in the temple.
但是到了耶稣时代呢，这些店呢越开越近，最后呢开到圣殿里去了。
And it was actually put in the courts.
甚至呢，他们放在圣殿的院宇里面。
And not only so, but abuses were happening.
而且不仅是卖，而且呢有一些非常这个剥削不法的勾当。
We read here that there's a money changing table.
我们在刚刚读的这段经文里面看到呢，还有叫换钱的。
And historians say that when they change the money, they charge 12%.
所以呢，根据历史学家呢，这些换钱的人非常的没有道德，他们呢，他们抽取12%的利息来换钱。
And money changing needed to happen because the Jews were coming from all over the place in the empire.
因为换钱是需要的，那个时候犹太人住在罗马帝国的各个不同的地方，他们带着不同的钱币来到耶路撒冷。
And they want to take the purest.Coin from Tyre that has the pure highest purity for silver for temple service.
所以那个时候呢，最这个银质最纯的呢是推罗钱币。所以他们来到耶路撒冷之后呢，他们要把钱换成推罗币，才能拿这个去买去献。
They charge you to change the money to temple coins, and they charge you again when you change it to your own money.
所以呢，当你换成圣殿的钱的时候呢。他抽取你的利息，当你在这个换回去的时候呢，他又抽取你的利息。
And there's also another abuse I've heard is that it's actually these stalls were being set up and in Jerusalem, it was given to the highest bidder. It was almost like setting up a franchise right in the temple.
好像开连锁店一样，然后呢，谁出的价最高，他就卖给谁。
And so Jesus was upset.
所以这个就是耶稣为什么这么生气的原因。
Because coming to temple was supposed to be a place where you bow, you quiet your heart before God, you pray to Him, you seek His face. But instead, it became a place where you hear the lowing of the cow, the blah of the sheep, and the different call, the money changers, yelling.
来到圣殿，你应该是安静、屈膝、敬拜、祷告，但是呢，反而你听到的是牛叫、羊叫，而且是那些换钱的人在那边叫卖的声音。
And so Jesus took a whip of cord and drove everyone out of the temple.
所以耶稣就用一个绳子当成鞭子，就把这些东西全部都赶出了圣殿。
And he drove the cattle and the sheep and the goats out.
他把牛羊全部赶出去。
And he destroyed the table of the money changers.
然后他打翻了那些换钱的桌子。
And poured out the money.
然后他把那些钱都打翻了。
But not one thing, he did not break the cages of the pigeons.
但是请注意，他没有把鸽子笼打破。
What he says is take these things away.
他是说把这个东西拿走。
And what I want to point out is that Jesus, even in his righteous anger, it was an anger that was still righteous.
但我这个细节呢，就表明说他这个耶稣的愤怒不是不合理的，而是一个义怒。
So what he does is that the first thing is that the temple has to be clear because the worship has to be pure.
因为他清理圣殿的原因的一个很主要的理由呢，是敬拜是要纯正的。
See, by this time, people have put conveniences of people ahead of worship of God.
因为在这个时候呢，大家把方便摆在敬拜的前面做优先次序了。
And I just think, for us this morning, when it comes to worship of God, we need to keep that front and center as well.
所以呢，当我们来到这里敬拜的时候呢，这也应该是我们敬拜的中心。
We need to remember that when we come together to worship, our first attention is the worship of God Himself.
所以，当我们来到教会的时候呢，我们要提醒自己，我们敬拜的重点是敬拜上帝。
It's good that we go out of our ways to make non-believers who wants to know more about Christ comfortable, but we need to remember at the end on the bottom.Is that our worship is to focus on God Himself.
当然了，我们要想尽各尽办法让不信的朋友们让在这里感到自在，所以可以得到收获。但是最终的重点是，我们的重点是在于敬拜这位神。
It is so easy for our worship to become man-centered.
敬拜很容易变成以人为中心。
But God insists that Jesus is telling us is that our worship needs to be pure.
所以在这里神提醒我们，我们的敬拜是需要纯正的，是要纯洁的。
And so it goes to our personal life as well, personally. How is when we come to worship, it matters what our minds are thinking on. It matters what we're thinking. And if God wants all of our hearts,
and when we go ahead.
And when we sing, our singing is to be out of our hearts.
所以呢，不仅是从集体的层次来看，我们的个人也是如此。当我们来到圣殿的时候，我们是用什么样的心来到这个圣殿呢？我们唱诗的时候，我们是用什么样的心来唱诗呢
？I remember a good friend of mine gave me this illustration. He says that a lot of times when Christians sing, they're actually being hypocrites because we don't really, really believe what we're singing.
我的朋友有一次说，其实他说的很对。他说呢，基督徒唱歌的时候呢，其实是非常的虚伪，因为呢，我们常常唱的歌词，我们真的不是那个意思，我们不是那么想的。
So that it behooves us every time as we come to worship to examine our hearts.
所以呢，我们应当每次来到圣殿的时候呢，来敬拜的时候呢，我们应该省察我们自己的心。
Secondly.Not only is worship supposed to be pure, but secondly, the worship that God wants is a worship that is passionate.
第二个呢，我们的敬拜不仅是要纯正的，而且是要充满了热诚的。
Look at verse 18. It says, "So the Jews said to him, 'What sign do you show us for doing these things?' Jesus answered them, 'Destroy this temple, and in 3 days I'll raise it up.' The Jews then said, He has taken 46 years to build this temple. Will you raise it up in 3 days? But he was speaking about the temple of his body. When therefore he was raised from the dead, his disciples remembered that he had said this, and they believed the scripture and the word that Jesus had spoken.
刚刚这段道读的是18节到22节。
Here, the Jews demanded a sign.
我们在18节看到说犹太人呢，他们要求耶稣行一个神迹。
The fact that they demanded a sign from him probably says that they themselves feel convicted about what they're doing is wrong.
他们要求耶稣行神迹呢，其实可以看出来，他们自己心里知道他们所做的这些事情是错误的。
And Jesus said an amazing comment. He said, "Destroy this temple, and I will raise it up in 3 days."
耶稣呢说了一句非常奇妙的话，他说：“你把这个圣殿毁了，我三天就可以给它盖起来。”
And the Jews seriously thought Jesus was confused.
这些犹太人以为耶稣的脑袋糊涂了。
This was a temple that was built by Herod the Great.
因为呢，他们当时所处的圣殿呢，是大希律王所建造的圣殿。
This temple started about 20 BC.
在二十世纪前就开始建造的。
And this was a temple that's been in building for 46 years.
而且这个殿呢，这个圣殿已经盖了46年。
Do you guys remember how long it took Solomon to build his temple?
各位还记得所罗门花了几年盖圣殿吗？
It was a beautiful, beautiful temple.
非常非常漂亮的圣殿。
It took 7 years.
但只盖了七年。
And Herod the Great, he was about to go out of his way. He was a very proud man. He was a very selfish man. He wanted to build a temple for his own name. So this was a temple that has been building for 46 years.
但是大希律王他是为了自己的面子，为了自己的荣耀，花了46年来盖这个圣殿。
And in fact, the temple was not even completed when they were speaking these words, because the temple was not completed until 63 AD.
其实呢，当他们有这段对话的时候呢，圣殿还没有盖好，其实到了主后63年的时候才真正的完成。
So this temple itself took 80 years.
所以呢，其实严格说起来，这个整个的圣殿呢是花了80年的时间才完工的。
And in fact, after it was completed, it lasted 70 years before it was destroyed, obliterated by Romans.
但很讽刺的是，盖了七年之后，这个圣殿就被提多毁了。
But Jesus made this comment. He says, "Destroy the temple, I'll build it up in 3 days."
但是耶稣说，毁了这个圣殿，我三天就给你盖起来。
This is actually a very daring thing for Jesus to say.
其实呢，这么说是很大胆的。
Because in the ancient world, if you destroy a temple or religious worship place, that is a capital offense, punishable by death.
因为呢，在这个时代，你毁圣殿呢，是一件非常大逆不道的事情。
But what Jesus was talking about is the temple.Of his body.
但是呢，在这里耶稣说的是他身体的殿。
What Jesus is saying is that the worship of God has moved from a geographical displace to himself.
在这里换句话说呢，耶稣说呢，敬拜呢是从一个地域性的建筑呢转移到他自己去了。
He's the ultimate sacrifice.
他是最终极的那个祭物。
He's the great high priest.
他是那位大祭司。
He's the mediator between us and God.
他是那一位神跟人中之间的中保。
And so he is the place, the person in which all of our relationship through God will go through now.
所以他才是那个地方，才是那个中心，让神人的关系所流经的一个地方。
So the temple has been replaced by Jesus.
所以呢，这个圣殿是需要用耶稣来取代的。
Now I want you to think about this.If the temple has been replaced by Jesus, should our worship be more intense or less intense than the Old Testament believers?
让我们来问这个问题。现在既然是圣殿由耶稣取代，那我们的敬拜是应该比旧约的信徒更热情、更激情呢，还是更少呢？
Imagine a Jew living in Turkey.
想想看，一个住在土耳其的犹太人。
And the Passover is coming.
然后逾越节到了。
And he says to himself, you know, the Passover is really far away. Jerusalem is very far away.
这个犹太人说，耶路撒冷实在是有点远啊。
And you know what? I don't feel like going.
所以呢，我今年不太想去了。
So I'm not going to go.
所以我不去了。
Would a Jew dare to say that?
你想一个住在土耳其的犹太人碰到这么大的节日，他会这么说吗？
If a Jew were to do that, he would be cut off. from being an Israelite.
他如果这么说，他如果真的这么做的话呢，他会被以色列的群体被排除出去。
I want to take this thought and apply to us today.
我想把这个重点呢，也应用在我们的身上。
How many of us say that, you know what? I don't feel like going to church. I'm just tired. I don't feel like teaching. I don't feel like praying. As a pastor, that comes across my mind once in a while. Is that the right thing to do?
所以呢，就是换句话说，今天应用在我们身上，有的时候我们会说，甚至身为传道人的我自己也偶尔会有这种想法，今天不太想祷告，今天不太想来聚会，今天不想来教会了。
Especially when it comes to gathering before the Lord on the Lord's table.
特别是当我们来到主餐主的桌前。
Now I hear a lot of people say the Lord's table is optional.
常常呢，我们听到有人说呢，主餐是可有可无的。
And this is especially for some of us in the English congregation.
特别呢，我特别是针对有一些英文部的弟兄姐妹说这句话的。
What do we say? I hate translated service.
很多人说我最讨厌有翻译的敬拜了。
Elmbrook is just down the block.
Elmbrook 就在我住在下面。
Oh, I'll just sleep in today.
所以呢，今天呢，我就睡个晚觉。
But what God says is that, you know, when we come to worship Him, our worship is important. Our coming to the Lord's table is not optional.
所以呢，每当有联合聚会，当我们一起用主餐的时候呢，这个主餐不是可有可无，不是你的一个选项。
You know, a lot of times we as Christians, we have this wrong view.
有的时候呢，基督徒常常有一个错误的看法。
We think that in the Old Testament, there were so many rules that you need to keep.And in the New Testament, you know, God just kind of relaxed himself and just said, you know, you guys do whatever you want to do.
我们呢有一个错误的观念，就是说我们呢常常认为呢，在旧约的时候呢，身为神的子民要遵守很多很多的规矩，然后到了新约以后呢，神就说，好吧，没事了，你们爱怎么做就怎么做吧。
It's like almost as though God doesn't have a standard anymore.
好像神没有标准了。
If you get a chance, read the book of Hebrews.
你各位如果有机会读希伯来书的话
，The Hebrews says this.He says that, you know, in the Old Testament, you know, you die on the account of two or three witnesses.
在希伯来书说呢，一个人的死是需要两三个见证人的。
He says, but how much more greater is your condemnation if you neglect such a great salvation as we have now in Jesus?
他说，但是如果你如此忽略这么大的救恩的话呢，这个罪会有多大呢？
This is in Hebrews chapter 10.
这是在希伯来书第十章，各位有机会可以回去读。
You know, a lot of times when I read the Old Testament, I see a lot of people die.
在旧约当中，我们看到常常看到有人死啊。
You know, it's almost like every page someone dies.
所以呢，你每翻一页好像就有人死。
And then sometimes, you know, because this is not recorded as much in the New Testament, we sometimes think that, you know what, God really doesn't care.
因为到了旧约好像这种事情发生的次数少所以我们就以为上帝什么标准都没有了
But that's not true.
但 这其实是不对的
Actually, you know, in the New Testament the most harshest language of judgment is actually in the New Testament in the book of Revelation
但其实呢在整本圣经当中措辞最严厉的呢是在新约的启示录
But God is patient with us through Jesus
上帝呢是借着耶稣基督对我们施行忍耐
But I want to tell you this morning that as we come to worship Him, you know, because the temple's replaced, it's been replaced by Jesus, who's far more valuable. And it is so much more important how we come to worship Jesus.
所以因为耶稣取代了圣殿，所以比起旧约来，我们应该更应该好好的看重我们应当如何的来敬拜这位神。
So as we come,
所以当我们来到这里的时候
You know, as we come for our services worship, we need to remember to put aside our worries. You know, we can fellowship with people outside, but as we come to worship Him, we need to give Him the worship and attention He deserves.
所以呢，当我们来到这里呢，我们可以把彼此的寒暄留在外面，留到聚会后。当我们来到这里的时候呢，让我们聚精会神的来这里，专心的来敬拜神。
Third of all,
第三。
God wants a worship that is centered on the cross.
第三个呢，上帝希望我们的敬拜是以十字架为中心的。
Look at verses 23 to 25.
请看二十三到二十五节。
Now, when he was in Jerusalem at the Passover feast, many believed in his name
when they saw the signs that he was doing. But Jesus, on his part, did not entrust himself to them because he knew all people and needed no one to bear witness about man, for he himself knew what was in man.
当耶稣在耶路撒冷过逾越节的时候，有许多人看见他所行的神迹，就信了他的名。耶稣却不将自己交托他们，因为他知道万人，也用不着谁见证人怎样，因为他知道人心里所存的。
Now, this is an amazing statement.
这是一个很奇妙的句子。
You know, you would think that if a lot of people were following Jesus, wanting to trust in him, Jesus would be incredibly happy.
所以呢我们在这看到说很多人就相信了他，换句话说耶稣应该非常非常的高兴才对，不是吗？
We would think that revival is breaking out.
我们觉得哇，这里真的是有个大复兴啊，这么多人相信了。
But instead, it says that Jesus himself did not entrust himself to them.
但是呢，在二十四节，约翰却记载说耶稣却不把自己交托给他们。
And actually, if you can actually take this, if you look at the word believe,In 23, and the word trust or entrust in 24, it's the same word.
因为呢，在23节的信了他的信，跟24节的交托，在希腊文其实是同样的一个字的。
So what they're saying, what John is saying is that people were trusting in Jesus, but that Jesus himself did not trust himself to them.
所以换句话说，约翰这里这么写的原因呢，是说虽然这些人信了耶稣，但是耶稣却信不过这些人。
And actually, as a matter of fact, if you want to go a verse before that, it says that when therefore he was raised from the dead, his disciples remembered that he had said this, and they believed the scripture. And it's actually the word trust. It's the same word again.
所以呢，在二十二节就说门徒想起了话，信了耶稣和耶稣圣经和耶稣所说的那个信，跟二十三节的信跟二十四节的交托都是同样一个字。
And in fact, if you want to go even a step further, when John here says the crowd believe in Jesus, he actually used the strongest way he can do it. He says John liked to use the word believe into something.And what he says here is that they believe into Jesus.
其实约翰在这里说，这些众人，很多人看见他所行的神迹，就信了他的名。在希腊文呢，他加了一个介系词，把它变成一个非常非常强调的语气。
With all that strong language, yet it says Jesus did not trust himself to them.
但即便是约翰用了这么强烈的语气表达他们强烈的相信，但是二十四节还是说耶稣信不过他们。
Why is that?
为什么？
I think it's because Jesus knows that the people are coming to Jesus because Jesus has provided miracles. He has provided maybe food, maybe he has healed people, and people were coming to Jesus for these things.
耶稣没有交托给他们的原因，我想他知道很多人来到耶稣面前是因为了他们看到的神迹，或者是因为耶稣准备了吃的，或者是因为耶稣做了其他的对他们有益的事情。
We'll get to that in a couple chapters. In chapter 5, it says that when Jesus changed multiplied the bread, a lot of people believed in him. But when he started teaching about his death, a lot of people left him.
我们往后会看到那个五饼二鱼的神迹，当他们看到神迹的时候他们相信了，但是当耶稣讲到生命之道的时候呢，经上有一句话说呢，他们就都离开了。
The point is, there's a lot of good reasons to come to Jesus.
所以呢，换句话说呢，我们带着很多的理由来到耶稣面前。
Jesus promised, you go to Jesus, you escape hell.
你来相信耶稣，你就可以不用下地狱。
How many of us here would want to spend a minute in hell?
有谁会想待在地狱，是不是？
None of us.
没有一个人。
We want to come to Jesus because we want him to fix our family.
我们来到耶稣面前是因为请他来修补我们的家庭关系。
Or we come to Jesus because we want him to fix our kids through the pastor or through the Sunday school teachers.
我们来到耶稣面前，我们希望借着牧师，借着青少团契的辅导来教导我们的孩子。
We come to Jesus because we're lonely.
我们来到耶稣面前，因为我们孤单。
We come to Jesus because we want to have a happy life.
我们来到耶稣面前，因为我们需要想要过一个快乐幸福的生活。
We come to Jesus because we love these attractive people who are Christians.
我们来到这个教会，我们因为看到很多吸引我的基督徒。
And the point is, people come to Jesus for all sorts of reasons.
所以呢，我们是带着很多很多的理由来到耶稣的面前。
But the cruel test is this. The test is that the moment when Jesus tells you to carry the cross.
但是呢，关键时点就是当他要你背起十字架的时候，你的行动是什么？
The moment when all the fun ends.
当一切的那些快乐的东西都过去了，
Are you still going to follow Jesus?
你还是要跟随他吗？
That's a test.
这个就是考验的时刻。
My brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹，
The question this morning,It's not so much whether you have faith in or trust in Jesus. But the question is, does Jesus trust himself to you and me?
所以呢，弟兄姐妹，今天早上关键不是在于说你相不相信耶稣，而是耶稣信得过你吗？
In our own lives, in the tempo of our lives, do we live in such a way that Jesus could entrust himself to us? Were we willing to follow him?Even when things are not going well, even when the comforts of life are taken away, will we still follow him? That's the question.
换句话说，当我们今天我们要问自己，我们要过的一个什么样的，我们这个敬拜的生命是一个什么生命呢？当一切的快乐，当一切的喜悦过去，甚至有一些苦难来临的时候，你还是决定要跟随他吗？
And I think one of the best examples of what it means to follow Jesus right was Nathaniel.In chapter 1.
我想跟随耶稣的一个最经典的例子应该是第一章的拿单叶。
I love him. I mean, that's why I named my kid after him.
我非常喜欢拿单叶，所以我的一个孩子的名字就叫 Nathaniel.
What did Jesus say to him? The first thing when he saw Nathaniel.
当耶稣第一眼看到拿单叶的时候，各位还记得耶稣说什么吗？
Before Nathaniel even spoke, Jesus said this about him.Here is a true Israelite, in whom there is no deceit.
在一章四十七节，耶稣看到拿单叶的时候说：“看哪，这个是真以色列人，他心里是没有诡诈的。”
I so want to be like Nathaniel.
我非常的希望我可以像拿单叶一样。
You know, I serve the Lord, I preach, I try to be faithful to the Lord, so that at the end of my life, I hope, you know, I want to hear Jesus say, "Well done, good and faithful servant." At the end of my ministry.
当然我服侍的一个目标就是有一天当我见主面的时候，主可以对我说，你这又良善又忠心的仆人。
Nathaniel had that said to him even before he started his ministry.
但是拿单叶还没有开始这个事工的时候呢，他已经具有这种心态了。
Jesus who sees everyone's heart says that about Nathaniel because he saw that in Nathaniel was someone who's pureWho loves the Lord and who serves Him with integrity.
所以呢，耶稣是看透人心的。所以在拿单叶还没有说话之前，他就看见了拿单叶，他有一颗真挚的心。
What are you like when no one's looking?
当别人看的时候，你自己是什么样子呢？
I remember a while back I was having a conversation with a mom.
我记得有一次跟一位母亲聊天的时候
，This mom told me that she was purchasing a car for her son.
她呢要给儿子买一辆车。
And the price was set around $4,000.
那一台车是四千块。
And when it came to the title time,
所以呢，在买
the title,
yeah, 弄牌照的时候，嗯，
yeah, 就是 yeah, it's the paper, not the license plate, but the paper.
Okay, 但他们来那个处理文件的时候
，He asked, the seller asked mom how much should I put down.
哦，当他们在这个交易到最后的时候，那个。卖车的人说你底款要付多少
She said $3,000.
他说我付三千块
You save some taxes and you think you can maybe you can offer on a offer to the church. But she said $3,000. And when she told that to her son said, "Mom, you should never ever have done something like this. You should report the truth."
Am I missing something here? 你们听懂了 ？OK， 那就继续吧。
车卖四千，然后写三千岁是岁。
哦、，title 上写三千。
Okay, got it.
Okay.
Okay. 所以呢，就是呢，换句话说呢，在卖车的之间呢，有一个暗中的交易，就是有一千块是没有明明报出来的。所以呢，当妈妈跟儿子这么说的时候呢，那个儿子跟妈妈说：“妈妈，你其实不应该这么做的。”
I said to the mom, "Your son is Nathaniel."
所以呢，我就跟他妈妈说：“你的儿子真的就是一个拿但业。”
You know what God is looking for? Is someone who's going to live out his life, live out the life of Christ.Even at a cost to yourself.
所以呢，神让我们就像希望我们像拿但业一样，有一颗真挚的心来跟随他，甚至不惜自己的生命。
And when the party's over,
当一切欢乐过去的时候
，when the nice banquet table has been placed with a cross, replaced by a cross,
当宴席的桌子变成十字架的时候
，we're more than willing to bear it.
你还可以承担下去吗？
So those are the worshipper that God is seeking.
所以这三点是神在一个敬拜者的心中所要寻求的。
First of all, let's remember again that God calls us to be a worship that is pure.
首先神希望我们的敬拜是纯正的。
And secondly, let us remember that this is a worship that has to be passionate.
第二点，我们的敬拜是要充满我们的热诚的。
You know, if the Jew was so willing to go to Jerusalem, so willing to worship, then how much more when we have the true temple, should we come before God to worship Him?
犹太人到那个漫长的耶路撒冷去过逾越节，我们今天有一个真正的耶稣为我们的圣殿，我们应该有更多的热诚来到耶稣的面前。
I don't know how much are we as Christians? We are so willing to let God's blessing go by.
其实我们有时候常常就让上容让上帝的祝福从我们身边过去了。
You know these coming God's blessing to us.When we read God's word,
当我们读圣经的话的时候，神的祝福就在其中。
There's blessing for us when we pray together.
当我们一起祷告的时候，神的祝福在其中。
And there's blessing for us when we gather together to fellowship and to encourage each other.
当我们一同聚集，当我们一同团契，当我们一同彼此鼓励的时候，神的祝福在其中。
You know, when I go out when I'm not at this church on Sundays, I actually know when I go to somewhere else, I go to church. I'm dying to hear God's word.
如果我今天不在这里聚会，我有机会到别的教会的时候呢，我最渴望的是可以在那个地方听到上帝的话语。
I know how deceiving my own heart is.
我也自己知道我的心中有多么诡诈。
And so often, you know, if I don't hear God's word, my heart will turn away quickly from God's word.
因为如果我不听神的话的话呢，我的心也很快的就会偏离神。
And yet, for many of us Christians,We think coming together, hearing God's word, is optional.
但是呢，很多的基督徒竟然觉得我们相聚来聆听上帝的话语是一件可有可无的事情。
If God wants to give you a blessing,
如果上帝要祝福
，Are you just going to ignore it, walk away from it?
你难道你会忽略这个祝福，就这样子视而不见吗
？But we do so when we neglect fellowship together and the worship of our God.
当我们忽略我们团契，当我们忽略我们一起的敬拜的时候，你就是在忽略上帝的祝福。
And last of all, let us remember that our worship is always to be cross-centered.
最后一点，让我们永远的记得，我们的敬拜是以基督的十字架为中心的。
Yet we all come to Jesus for different reasons.
我们来到耶稣的面前有很多不同的理由。
And probably all of us come to Jesus.Not completely from the pure motive.
但是很多时候呢，我们的这个理由当中有一些不纯正的因素在。
I remember when I became a Christian because I heard tapes about hell, and it literally scared me.
我信主的一个原因呢，就是我听到一个录音带里面呢讲到地狱，那个地狱实在是太可怕了，所以我相信的部分原因是地狱的可怕。
That's the only thing I thought about.
那个时候呢，我想到的是地狱的可怕。
But thank the Lord, He took that and He built me in such a way that I want to, that today
I mean, I want to serve him, and hopefully the Lord, you know, the Lord can entrust himself to me.
但是呢，谢谢主，他从这个地方开始呢，让我成长，不只是因为怕地狱，而是真的可以忠心的来服侍他。
Ask yourself this question.
所以呢，今天早上，请你问这个问题，问自己。
Could the Lord entrust himself to you?
耶稣可以信得过你吗
？The Lord knows your heart.
耶稣知道你的心。
And the Lord knows my heart.
耶稣知道我的心。
Are we just going to Jesus for these superficial reasons?
我们来到耶稣的面前是为这些浮面的原因呢
？Are we coming to Him because we saw the beauty of who Jesus is and we want to serve Him?
还是我们看到了耶稣的美，我们愿意来服侍他，所以来到他的面前
？Let us come to Jesus. Let us come to Jesus with a pure heart.
让我们以一个纯净的心来到他的面前。
The good news of the gospel is, you know, even when we recognize.Now, if we didn't come to him with a pure heart, he can change our hearts.
但是呢，福音的好处就是在，即便是有的时候我们没有以一个纯净的心来到他的面前，但是他依然可以更新、改变你、改变我。
Let us come to him with a pure heart.
让我们以纯净的心来到他的面前。
Let us pray together.
让我们一起祷告。
Lord Jesus, we want to thank you.
主耶稣，我们愿意感谢你。
Oh, thank you so much.
我们真的是非常的感谢你。
Lord, that what you have taught us about worship.
你教导我们应当如何的敬拜。
Father, help us to come to you with a reverent heart, with a heart that's full of thanksgiving.
主啊，真的是教导我们如何以充满了感谢、充满了肃穆的心来到你面前。
And Lord, I just pray that every one of us here, Lord, will have an acceptable heart in your sight as we come to worship you.
恳求你，真的是当我们每个人来到面前的时候，我们的心是可以被你接受的。
Father, I pray for our church as well, Lord, that our worship would be acceptable in your sight.
主啊，我们也为这个教会祷告，让这个教会的服事在你的眼中是可接受的。
Lord, in all that we do, Lord, may you be pleased with us.
我们所做的一切，愿你看为喜悦。
Lord, help us not to do things just for convenient reasons only, but Lord, help us always to have our eyes fixed on.Showing forth who you are to the people around us.
主啊，真的是让我们不要以其他的理由来到面前，而是单单的专注在你那里，让别人从我们身上也看到你。
And Father, last of all, I just pray for our own hearts, Lord. You know our hearts.
主啊，我们也在此我们自己的心思意念祷告。
Lord, I pray that all of us will say like what Peter said, Lord, to whom shall we go? You alone have the words of eternal life.
主啊，但愿我们每个人都能像彼得说：“主啊，你有永生之道，我们还能跟从谁呢
？”Lord, make us like Nathaniel, who is pleasing in your sight.
也求你让我们唱像拿单叶一样，是在你眼目中所喜悦的。
We thank you and we pray all these things in your precious name.
我们如此祷告，是奉主耶稣基督的圣名。
Amen.